All right, so it is 15 minutes to midnight on the 22nd of March, 2023. So this is Midnight Ramblings. It's a while since I did a Midnight Ramblings, and I've got a setup in the living room now, so I might as well make use of it again. All right, so I'm putting a new structure together for my monologue. Well, I don't really do monologues, but I'm going to start doing a version of a monologue. So about 15 minutes I'm aiming for, using a process called six thinking hats, which I've known about for a long, long time. Known about for about 40 years, 35 years, 37 years, something like that, since the mid-80s. And I liked it. I bought the book. That's how much I like it. You can get the book for about £6, £7. And Edward de Bono is the man who came up with the technique. It's very simple, but it's effective. It allows for intuition, it allows for creativity, it allows for criticism, so that it's information gathering, criticism, positive feedback, creativity, creative solutions, and emotion. So the emotional response is an important part that usually gets ignored, which will uncover any cognitive biases that people have. So that if that I have specifically, monologues are emotional. So there needs to be some emotion there, but it also needs to have some facts in it. So I need to find a balance between the two, so I can express how I'm feeling, but base it on information gathering. So I'm working this out as I go along, obviously. I'm 3 years into the radio show. It's about time I had a system together, really, for this. But if this works, then the mechanism, the process can be applied to other things as well. So it can be applied to, if I'm doing a special report on something, the same process can apply to that. If I'm doing interviews, I can structure the interviews that way. So there's a lot to it. It's a very simple structure. Just six ways of looking at a particular issue from different perspectives, just to make sure you cover all bases, really. So you're not just focusing on the emotional response. There's more than just emotional response there. It's more than just intuition there. There has to be some fact-based information. It says neutral information gathering. So the idea is to gather information from all sides for the topic that you're looking at, and put it together and work out which is the most appropriate information and which information has its own biases in it. And just stick with the neutral process of information gathering, and then add in the emotional content in its own hat, its own part of the process. So that's what I'm looking at the moment, anyway. And I'm halfway through putting together Saturday's monologue, which I'm recording blocks of 5 minutes while I'm sitting having my coffee. And it's working really well for me because I'm coming up with much more content that way than when I was sitting down with I'm using pen and paper as well. So it's pen and paper, then 5 minutes of recording. Get the obvious stuff out of my system, and then when I get down to some actual content, it's about 10 or 15 minutes into the recordings. It starts to become like solid content for about 10 minutes, and then I relax again and I go off on a tangent or whatever. But I've got about 40 minutes worth of material in total. I can get about 15 minutes out of that, no problem. And if that's going to be the ratio using that technique, then it's a good technique to use. If I can get a solid, fact-based, entertaining monologue out of that process, then I'm happy, because I can do it every week. And it won't be the same topic every week. It just happens that I came up with monism and Baruch Spinoza this week because it's been on my mind. But I go backwards and forwards with Spinoza. I've played some people talking about Spinoza on the radio show quite a few times now, and I'll keep going back to it. But certainly the monism versus dualism discussion is well worth having. It's well worth having because it turns out that the root of all evil is dualism. If we're accepting that evil exists, the only way that evil can exist is dualism, if you think about it. Anyway, that's a conclusion that I've come to. So that's pretty much where I am. This is so that's my midnight ramblings for this evening. 6 minutes again. I always get about 6 minutes out of these little short recordings. But thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, rather. And I'll see you tomorrow at some point. I'll probably post again on Friday as well. And then the radio show will actually happen on Saturday now that I've got daylight saving time in my head. And I remember that I start an hour earlier, and I won't go for a beer this week. Going for a beer and expecting to do a radio show at 4 o'clock is not a good idea, because I just ended up in a conversation that lasted hours. It's a good conversation, so I'm glad I did it. But I need to stick to a slightly different routine that doesn't have beer in it. But it's nice to take a day off every now and again. I do need to take time off from the radio show, and I've got this kind of rush of creativity because I took time off from the show on Saturday. I let it go and just lived my life, and then I get this rush of creativity. So that's kind of how it happens for me. When I let it go and I just go, all right, not worried about that anymore. It can do what it does. I'll go back to it next week. That's when it all starts to happen, because I'm just taking the pressure off and then just letting what needs to come out in its own way. Anyway, that's pretty much it for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again tomorrow.